Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivar Dhari Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivar Dhari Yashoda Nandan Vraja Janarandan Jaya Yashoda Nandan Vraja Janarandan Yashoda Nandan Vraja Janarandan Jaya Yashoda Nandan Vraja Janaranjan Yamuna Tira Banachari Yamuna Tira Banachari Yamuna Tira Banachari Yamuna Tira Banachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivar Dhari Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivar Dhari Yashoda Nandana Vraja Janaranjana Jaya Yashoda Nandana Vraja Janaranjana Yashoda Nandana Vraja Janaranjana Yamuna Tira Banachari Yamuna Tira Banachari Yamuna Tira Banachari Yamuna Tira Banachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari 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 Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 9, Dhruva Maharaj Returns Home, starting at text 53. I'll read the first verse, since there's no purport, then we can do the repetition on the following verse. Lalyamanam janairevam dhruvam sabrataram ripa arupya karinin hrishtha stuyamano vishatpuram. Translation, the sage Maitreya continued, My dear Vidura, when everyone was thus praising Dhruva Maharaj, the king was very happy, and he had Dhruva and his brother seated on the back of a she-elephant. Thus he returned to his capital, where he was praised by all classes of men. Text 54. Tatra tatra pasham kalptair.
Tatra tatra pasham kalptair.
Thus an makarato ranai.
Thus an makarato
Savrindai kadali stambhai.
Savrindai kadali kadali stambhai.
Puga potaischa tadvidhai.
Puga potaischa tadvidhai.
Tatra tatra pasan kliptair.
Tatra tatra pasan pasan kliptair.
Lasan makara toranai.
Lasan makara
Savrindai kadali stambhai.
Savrindai kadali stambhai.
Puga potaischa tadvidhai.
Puga potaischa tadvidhai.
Tatra tatra pasan kliptai.
Tatra tatra pasan kliptai.
Lasan makara tor anai.
Lasan makara tor anai.
Savrindai kadali stambhai.
Savrindai kadali stambhai.
Puga potaischa tadvidhai.
Puga potaischa tadvidhai. Tatra tatra pasan kliptair.
Tatra tatra pasan kliptair.
Lasan makara toranai.
Lasan makara toranai.
Savrindai kadali stambhai.
Savrindai kadali stambhai.
Puga potaischa tadvidhai.
Puga potaischa tadvidhai. Tatra tatra.
Tatra tatra.
Here and there.
Here and there.
Upasankuptai.
Upasankuptai.
Set up.
Set up.
Lasat.
Lasat.
Brilliant.
Brilliant.
Makara.
Makara.
Shark shaped.
Shark shaped.
Toranai.
Toranai.
With arched gateways.
With arched gateways.
Savrindai.
Savrindai.
With bunches of fruits and flowers.
With bunches of fruits and flowers.
Kadali.
Kadali.
Of banana trees.
With banana trees.
Stumbhai.
Stumbhai.
With columns.
With columns.
Bugabutai.
Bugabutai.
With young betel nut trees.
With young betel nut trees.
Cha.
Cha.
Also.
Also.
Tatvidhai.
Tatvidhai.
Of that kind.
Of that kind.
Translation. The whole city was decorated with columns of banana trees containing bunches of fruits and flowers, and betel nut trees with leaves and branches were seen here and there. There were also many gates set up, which were structured to give the appearance of sharks. Purport by His Divine Grace, Abhay Charanaravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Auspicious ceremonies with decorations of the green leaves of palms, coconut trees, betel nut trees, and banana trees, and fruits, flowers, and leaves are an age-old custom in India. To receive his great son Dhruva Maharaj, King Uttanapada arranged a good reception, and all the citizens very enthusiastically took part with jubilation. Om Jnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Pada Kamalam, Shri Gurun Vaishnavanscha, Shri Rupam Sagrajatam, Sagana Raghunatanvitam, Tam Sajivam, Sadvetam Sabadhutam, Parijana Sahitam, Krishna Chaitanya Devam, Shri Radha Krishna Padan, Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanusute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarupyascha Kripa Sindhubhyaivacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivas Adi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Tatra tatro pasan kliptair, lasan makarato ranai, savrindai kadali stampai, puga potaish tadvidai. It's a celebration. Maharaj Uttanapad is welcoming Dhruva Maharaj back home. So he's a king and he's able to set up all proper arrangements for Dhruva's joyous arrival. His queens Suruchi and Suniti came on palanquin sitting side by side and on the same palanquin. And Uttama was also there. He has now set Dhruva and Uttama together on top of a she-elephant. And they're happily walking into this festive arena through the gates and the columns of banana trees with their bunches of fruits and flowers. This gives us plenty to meditate on, lots of descriptive terms to captivate our attention. The word used for fruits and flowers, the bunches of fruits and flowers, is vrinda. Savrindai, with bunches of fruits and flowers. So we say, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Garadhar Srivas Adi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. So this same word vrinda is used to describe the devotees of Lord Chaitanya. They are described as a bunch of flowers, like a bouquet of devotees of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The Gaudiya Sampradaya is like this flower bouquet. It's described in the next verse that there were betel nut trees, leaves and branches, and bunches of fruits and flowers. So there would be all varieties of fruits and flowers. And in the same way, there are all varieties of devotees in the Krishna consciousness movement. A bouquet is generally not just one type of flower, but all sorts of flowers which complement one another. This is a nice instructive point. We can try to see how the differences of devotees complement one another. That will make us strong in Krishna consciousness. Krishna will be pleased if we can find the good qualities in devotees, in the diversity, the different styles of serving Krishna, of meditating Krishna on him, and hearing about him. For example, I may want to hear about the pastimes of Krishna with Uddhava in his instructions in the Uddhava Gita. And someone else wants to hear about Krishna stealing butter. But we both want to hear about Krishna. So our hearing about Krishna may be diverse. Our glorification of Krishna will be commensurate with what we hear. Whatever we like to hear, we'll generally talk about that only. That's just natural. From Shravanam follows Kirtanam. So with diverse hearing practices will come diverse glorifications from different devotees. Because our faith is different, our interest is different. But ultimately, we have Krishna in the center, and so it's a bouquet. Despite all the differences, there's the common thread of Krishna consciousness tying us together. Sometimes Srila Prabhupada would use this phrase, packed up tightly with the devotees. This packing agent is Krishna. One of the seven purposes of ISKCON is to bring devotees closer together and closer to Krishna. It happens all at once because naturally the devotees are interested in Krishna, so coming closer to the devotees will increase our interest in hearing about Krishna. This is described in the second chapter of the first canto of Bhagavatam, that by serving those devotees who are free from all vice, great service is done. By such service, one gains an affinity for hearing the topics of Vasudeva Katha Ruchi. You get the taste. Shrinvatam Svakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana Viryantashtohya Bhadrani Virunoti Suhitsatam. And after that, Vasudeva Katha Ruchi is established in the heart. Then Krishna comes within the heart and cleans up the abhadrani, all the unwanted things in the heart. Almost all, almost completely to nil. And at that point, loving devotional service is established as an irrevocable fact. Are there any points on this verse with was a somewhat small purport? I was thinking to continue. Yes. It's also Makara. Same word. This is 11th chapter. Maybe it's 10. 11, it looks like it's mostly Arjuna glorifying Krishna. Oh, yes, it's 10th chapter. Now I found this section. Yeah. Bhavana bhavatam asmi rama shastra bhritamaham jhashanam makarash chasmi srotasam asmi janavi. Of purifiers I'm the wind, of wielders of weapons I'm Lord Ram, of fishes I'm the shark, and of flowing rivers I'm the Ganga, which is called Janavi in this verse. So Janavi is another name of Mother Ganga.
Now I was asking because often Krishna has here shape of Makaravaj, and very often they are translated as shark, but the nectar of devotion, Makaravaj, is described in a very peculiar way. It is, there is no animal like that because it's like a combination of several animals.
Okay.
It has a trunk like an elephant, mouth like crocodile, eyes like monkey.
Maybe it has to do with this word dvaj at the end. Dvaj means flag. Like kapi dvaj is the flag with Hanuman on it. We'll have to look this up. Maitreya Muni made a point of describing this repeatedly, that there was no animosity. In text 48, he says, Uttamash Chadruvas Chobhav Anyonyam Prema Vivalo Anga Sangad Utpulakav.
What?
Anyonyam Prema Vivalo Anga Sangad Utpulakav Asraukham Muhur Uhatu. The love of Dhruva and Uttama is being described. The two brothers, Uttama and Dhruva Maharaj, also exchanged their tears. They were overwhelmed by the ecstasy of love and affection. And when they embraced one another, the hair on their bodies stood up. So the word used for that love is prema. This is like extreme love. And also in verse 42, prema is also used in 42 to describe the love Maharaj Uttanapad had for Dhruva Maharaj. So yes, it was a very loving exchange. Generally, the word prema is reserved for Krishna. So how important, how much love must have been there in this exchange to warrant use of such an exalted term? Krishna accepts the love which is offered to his devotees. It's spiritual love.
No, yeah, I'm wondering that it seems like they are trying.
Yes. Yeah. It has to be handled properly. Not just any solution will fix just any problem. It has to be the right solution for the problem. If I offend you, I can sweet talk you. I can pay you money. But it's not enough. I have to address the concern. I have to address the actual issue that I offended you with and apologize. But that they did not do. Chuta pallavasran mukta dama vilambibhi upaskritam prati dvaram papam kumbhai sadipakai. At each and every gate there were burning lamps and big water pots decorated with differently colored cloth, strings of pearls, flower garlands, and hanging mango leaves. Prakarair gopurangarai shatakumbha parichadhai sarvato lankurtam srimad vimana shikara dubhihi. In the capital city, there were many palaces, gates, and surrounding walls, which were already very, very beautiful. And on this occasion, all of them were decorated with golden ornaments. The domes of the city palaces glittered, as did the domes of the beautiful airplanes which hovered over the city. Report by Srila Prabhupada. Regarding the mention of airplanes here, it is suggested by Srimad Vijayadhvaj Tirtha that on this occasion, the demigods from higher planetary systems also came in their airplanes to bestow their blessings on Dhruva Maharaj on his arrival at the capital of his father. It also appears that all the domes of the city palaces, as well as the pinnacles of the airplanes, were decorated with ornamental work in gold, and being reflected by the sunshine, they were all glittering. We can observe a specific distinction between Dhruva Maharaja's time and modern days. For the airplanes in those days were made of gold, whereas at the present moment airplanes are made of base aluminum. This just gives a hint of the opulence of Dhruva Maharaja's days and the poverty of modern times. Such an ironic description Srila Prabhupada gives. It's so flying in the face of modernist conceptions that it's even a little hard to comment on such a statement by Srila Prabhupada. We strive, our mind fights with every ounce of its strength to reject this description given by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. So this just shows how entrenched lust is in our mind, our intelligence, and our senses. We've been fooled to think that the fancy razzle-dazzle of modern technology is actually opulence. But real opulence, real wealth, is Krishna. And so the demigods don't come down to see our touch screens. But when Dhruva Maharaj came, oh, sarvato lankritam srimad vimana sikara dubhihi, they came down on their golden vimanas, which were srimad, very valuable. And their airplanes had shikara dubi, glittering domes. Their airplanes had domes. It's not like the kind of like 747 jet airplane. It's more like the simhasan that the deities stand in. It has this four walls, like a chariot, a flying chariot. That's the vimana. We see in the paintings that the vimana is like a chariot with wings. Sometimes bird wings with feathers, or flowers, pushpa vimana. So such first class technology that it doesn't even seem to like technology as we understand it currently. It's the wonder of Vedic culture. This Parichadhai is ornamental work in the gold. I think, if I remember right, the same word, Parichada, is used recently, maybe it was 4th canto, maybe 3rd canto in Bhagavatam, to describe filigree, which was carved in the some ornamental surface. So it's just fancy artisan work in metal, metallurgy. This kinds of descriptions of airplanes and metallurgy are bewildering to philologists who study the ancient language of the Vedic society. The descriptions don't match up with their chronology, which they've accepted. So they try to either scoot the Bhagavatam up a few millennia so that it can't be 5,000 years old. It can only be, say, 500 years old or 1,000 years old. They'll say things like that. Or they'll say that the Bhagavatam has been corrupted and that this description is a later addition to the original text. But they're not devotees, so you can't really accept what they say. As our Dhruta Karma Prabhu pointed out, that he calls it knowledge filtering. They accept a certain belief as axiomatic, and they will only accept evidence which conforms to that paradigm. Someone may raise the objection, well, that's what you do too. You Hare Krishnas are also accepting as axiomatic Vedic evidence, and you filter out everything that doesn't fit in that paradigm. They'll level this chart. So, Palena Parichiyate, judge a thing by its result. Every 50 years, the scientific consensus is changing. Once my spiritual master was in Florida, University of Florida, in 1974. And a professor came to speak about the Big Bang Theory. About the theory of black holes. And he was, in the 70s, this was a somewhat hot topic, black holes. And he gave his presentation, and at the end asked if there was questions. So my spiritual master was in there in the audience. Everyone was students, except he was there in saffron clothes as a brahmachari, and he raised his hands. And so naturally the person called on him, because he stood out from everyone else in the crowd because of his outfit. And he asks, is this a theory that you're describing, or is it a fact? And the person answered in a very revealing way. He said, I think it's a fact. And so later there was more time, there were more questions, and so he raised his hand again. He got to ask a second question. And he asked a loaded question this time. He said, this theory of yours, we see that so many theories come and go. What will you do if this theory is replaced by another theory in the future? So the person had already said it's a fact, and now he's kind of criticizing. What will you do if this theory is replaced by another theory? And the person just seals the complete understanding of their paradigm by saying, I hope it is, because then we will be making progress. So their progress is to admit that I'm wrong. That's their progress. Whereas the Vedic culture has the same explanation it has always had and delivers the same result of Krishna consciousness, which is a happy state, and it doesn't provoke nuclear war. It provides happiness. So what do you want? Do you want artificial necessities, heightened anxiety, stress-related illness, mental disorders like feeling isolated, or are you willing to accept that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Okay, can someone ask some questions or comments, please?
The Devas have touch screen and spark. Is that why they're not enamored by art?
They have mystic television within the heart. They don't require anything physical.
The experiments done in the 50s by Stanley and Miller about creating building blocks of life have been just nobody takes them seriously anymore, although they were like taught as axiomatic. Because now they say those chemicals, that chemical combination wasn't anything like the original chemical makeup of the planet. Now that's what they're saying. They don't consider those experiments important at all.
Is that where they had amino acids which were struck by lightning?
Oh, I don't know what they were struck by.
That's what I was told in middle school, that if you strike amino acids with lightning, life comes out.
Yeah, they did the electrical charge.
Yeah, so, big surprise. That didn't work. Okay, thank you for the newsflash.
The knowledge is changing.
Yeah.
Obviously, knowledge that changes is no knowledge at all.
Of the temporary, there is no existence. And of the eternal, there is no cessation.
No, but they have this concept.
Failed. How many times
he
failed?
How many times he failed? And he said, you know, I can't. He didn't see it as a failure. He saw it as a discovery. That, you know, like 300 whatever times he learned how not to make a light bulb. So they had this mentality, and I think that, you know, the mentality by itself is not really compatible, because this is good.
Yes, we have no argument against that. We don't condemn the process of learning from our mistakes, but we recommend to direct our knowledge toward Krishna's service, not toward Krishna's blasphemy, and not toward nescience, but toward real science, spiritual science. Atma Tattva. Yeah, we can take so much. First sentence of Srila Prabhupada's, it's either preface or introduction to Srimad Bhagavatam, is the present society is not in the darkness of nescience or of oblivion, something like that. And then he goes on to explain that there are so many technological advancements going on that the world society has become closer together because of technological advancement. So Prabhupada gives a very nice, concise analysis and evaluation of globalism in that paragraph, and how it can be used in the service of the Lord. It's just misdirected. We have to redirect it. We have good arms, we have good belly, good legs, we just need a good head. Okay, thank you. Anything else? Thank you very much. Please excuse me for any inadequacies of my presentation today. They're not the fault of the philosophy or of Parampara, but only of my impurity. Gandharaj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.